And tonight, I want to share with you about believer's authority. Believer's authority. If you look around in this month of October, as the Lord spoke to us concerning the 3 months, August to October, from the month of January, and the Lord said we should watch out for these months. That significant things will happen on earth. This was where we came into our first week of January. And the Lord said that significant things will happen on earth, things that will shake United Kingdom, and of course, a shaking global. And we have now seen from beginning of this month, a few things happening in England that, you know, increase workers protesting. And our economy also. And we have seen also, just within the past few days, the occurrence in Israel. But you know, what has this to do with what I'm saying, what I want to share with you tonight? I want you to recognize Isaiah 62 verse 6 says, "I've posted watchmen over your walls, O Jerusalem. You who call upon the name of the Lord, give yourselves no rest and give God no rest until he makes Jerusalem the praise of the earth." One of the things that believers have not exploited or explored enough, so that because they've not been able to explore this area, they have not been able to exploit it either, is the area of our authority on earth. Yesterday, we spoke about manifestation of the power of God, which I've been teaching among you for a while. But I'll remind you this, that Jesus Christ, in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, says, "If you have faith in me, you will do the things I have been doing, and greater works shall you do, because I go to my Father." Give her water. "Because I go to my Father." Now, I want you to pause a little bit and think about it. Give her water. Move the camera closer to me. Yes. Better. You can see my head better. All right, so now, I want to introduce us to this or remind us about this. Jesus said, "If you have faith in me, you will do the things I've been doing." Now, one of the things that we went through yesterday is the letter of the word. If Jesus said, "If you have faith in me," or he said, "Whosoever," really, to be contextual, "whosoever have faith in me will do the things I've been doing." So it means that every Christian can do what Jesus did in the Bible. That's the first thing. Every Christian has the potential to do. It is like saying that a baby on the day we name a very small baby, a child, and we say that this child, let's take for instance, the child is a woman, it's a girl. And we say this child has the capacity to give birth to human beings. You know, it's a child. That capacity is in that baby, because it's a baby girl. Nevertheless, if the baby girl was wise enough as to reply us, the baby girl will be saying that, "How could this be? My womb is small. Of course, I have a womb, it's small. My body can't carry it." But you know, the inability of that child to comprehend or understand that he carries the ability to give birth to children does not negate her ability. She can give birth to children. But of course, the baby will grow. And of course, she will become a woman. And of course, when she gets to her puberty age, all the acumen of womanhood will begin to manifest. And that girl, if the girl can remember how she was on 8 days, she'll begin to wonder that something has happened to me, you know. Now she can now understand with the adults who have been telling her that you're a girl, you can give birth to children. And one day the child, the girl will marry and now become, you know, a mother. And now the reality is done on him. That is the same thing with the Word of God. When the Word of God says that you can do something, you can do it. But you must believe it. You have the capacity to do it. Of course, you recognize the fact that that capacity, therefore, has to be developed through the knowledge of the Word of God. But inability of believers to function in this authority does not deny the fact that they carry the authority. And if there is anything on earth today that the whole world is waiting for, it is the manifestation of the sons of God. So a child must grow and become a son. Hallelujah. But see, Jesus said it. The word of Jesus Christ is not hindered by human age. A child of 4, 5, 6 can operate the power because they've just matured their soul into faith. Whereas a man of 75 may still be struggling in manifesting this because he had not matured his soul into the grace. So, but then I want to take you to this very other consideration now. We all have the capacity to do everything Jesus did. And we have the capacity to do beyond. Now we're in Bristol. Pastor just spoke about, is this Charles Wesley you said was born here? John Wesley was born here. I'm just taking note of that. This is the village of John Wesley. This village, Bristol, must know Jesus. Many generations have grown who don't even, you didn't hear. If you tell them, do you know John Wesley? They say, John, which Wesley? Where does he live? Go to the streets and ask them. And I believe very much that God had brought CFT into this city to break the barriers of the devil. If John Wesley was born here, we will break the barriers of Satan and bring the nation to a greater height than it was during the time of John Wesley. Amen. The difference between our era and his era is this. He preached the gospel. We preach in power. The dispensation of John Wesley, the Lord manifested just the word. Just the word. And with just that dispensation, I remember we went to Wesley House in London, where he used to stay in London while he was going out for his mission around England. And you cannot believe it. City of London was a village. Really, it is just bush path around City of London at the time. And we were told, we went to his room there. You know, he would get up from that, himself and Charles, and they will climb on a donkey sometime or horse sometime. And they told us that the reason why they put on a wig like that of judges is because they don't have time to comb their hair. So they put that wig on to make them look like they are okay. They don't have the time. They were going from village to village in England in the time of dark ages of United Kingdom. And in that time, the Lord, it was a dispensation of the word. So many revivals happened all over the world, but the word. But from 1906, the Lord broke loose and brought power. And you began to see miracles and healing. You know, we are the last generation of this manifestation of power. And this is the reason why you must agree with me and believe that whatever Jesus says about you, that is just what it is. Now, in talking about authority or power, in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said, it says, and then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth have been given unto me. When we talk about authority on earth, we talk about two dimensions of authority. There is one dimension of authority that emanates out of our definition. Like, you know, a father has authority over the children because it's prima facie. The father gave birth to the children. So you have such authority. But there are authority also that we operate by virtue of office. And of course, the father would do that to his children. When the child is growing before age of 18, the child will assume the position of, the father will assume the position of the child and speak on behalf of the child what the child would have loved. That authority is called apparent authority. But the authority of the father over the child, when the father will instruct the child and tell the child this, what you do, and all stuff like that, is actual authority. Now, another thing about authority that you must consider is that authority has a sphere of operation or effect, which you call jurisdiction. Somebody who is the judge in the high court, his jurisdiction is in the courtroom. Whatever he pronounces there, that's it. But of course, if he goes to the town as a judge, he can't just begin to grab people and say that I sentence you to 3 months imprisonment. I sentence you, because it's out of his jurisdiction. It's out of his jurisdiction. You know why I'm saying this to you? I wanted to know the essence of the power you carry. But you see, to us who are Christians, Jesus said here that all authority, whether apparent or actual authority, is given unto me. Then he mentioned his jurisdiction. He said, in heaven and on earth. So the one who commands the whole heaven is Jesus. The one who commands the whole earth is Jesus. And he commands everything therein. That's why if you read the book of Revelations, it tells you about the 24 elders with thrones around the throne of God. When Jesus appeared, they all remove their crown and they bow before Jesus. These are the ultimate authority after the Father. It's the council of heaven. But when Jesus appeared, the Bible says they remove their crown and they bow before and worship him. Because Jesus is the authority, divine authority, over the whole heavens and earth. Now, in talking about heaven, I will allude to something. You know, Satan was kicked out of heaven. So when Satan was a cherub in heaven, he was under the authority of Jesus. But he was kicked out to the earth. Revelation chapter 12, if you look at verse 7, it talks about the warfare. If you look at verse 11 and 12, it talks about Satan being kicked out to the earth. So whether Satan, while he was in heaven, or when he's now being kicked to the earth, he's still under Jesus Christ. All demons of hell are under his control. Jesus' authority has no boundary. It has no limit. And you and I must understand this very, very well, because the days that we are going into in this world are terrible. The days are going to be more terrible. We only need to understand the reason for our being, and we need to understand the authority that we inherited, by which we can operate, and then begin to use them. So then, Jesus' authority has no boundary or limit. But if you look at, what about us? What about us? In the book of Psalm 115, verse 16, the Bible says, the highest heavens belong to the Lord Jesus himself. But the earth he has given to the sons of man. The highest heaven belongs to the Lord. The earth he has given to the sons of man. Let me give you a little understanding about this. Every one of you who came here today, all right, your will brought you here. Isn't it? You know, sometimes we say, God brought me. No, 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 no. There are many people who saw the leaflet. They didn't respond. In Bristol. So you who responded, you are the one who said, oh, we have this meeting, I'm going. And this is how a blind will come and receive his healing. This is how a paralytic will come and receive his healing. And there'll be many more blind and paralytics who will remain blind and paralytic till death because they didn't respond. When you woke up this morning, if you bath, it's your will. God didn't make you bath. You ate your breakfast, it's because you decided to do so. God does not make you eat breakfast. Why? Because the heavens belong to God, the earth is given to you. The kind of clothes you wear, the way you appear, the way you speak, the way you compose yourself, what you do to add value to your life is your decision. Then when you make a decision, then God can help that decision, if it's in line with God, to succeed. And if a man makes a decision contrary to God, if it is a decision that Satan, you know, is in line with the devil's will, demons will help you to fulfill it. So we must understand this, that the earth he has given to us. And of course, Psalm 24, which you have to read of every time, says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Now, I'm beginning to help you to comprehend and agree with me that whatever happened to you, it's your decision. Put the devil behind. It's your decision. Nobody can say to me that Satan didn't make me eat. No, it's your will. If you have money, you can cook your food and put on your table. Satan cannot stop you from putting it in your mouth. Hallelujah, somebody. No, he can't do that. And I'm sure that if something is trying to hold your hand when you're trying to eat your food, you will kick that thing off. It's in your house and it's your hand. I understand. So the earth he has given to us. Now, let me say this to us now. I talk to you all as believers across the globe to understand. What about people who are not of Christ? Of course, we know Satan can hinder. How does he hinder? By afflicting them, by manipulating their mind. Because, you know, when you were in the world, you and I were in the world, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 that we're under the control of the devil. And of course, 1 John chapter 5, it says we're under the control of the devil. And the devil did whatever he liked by manipulating our mind and thoughts. So we did to our body what we would not have naturally loved to do to our body. But we are the one who conducted the act. James says that a man, after he had been deceived by the devil, you know, he's led by his lust or by his sin. And, you know, his lust and he committed sin. So Satan manipulates. But I tell you something also. If Satan manipulated us when we were in the world, that's why 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 says that we have the mind of Christ now that we are born again. So that it is the Spirit of God that now manipulates our mind. But as it is who we give our will to that determine what happens. So, the earth he has given to us. So now, if you look at this context, the jurisdiction of Jesus is limitless, heavens and the earth. And I am so glad that the Bible talks about heaven and the earth. But if you look at in the book, in Psalm 115, 16, it now said to us that the highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to sons of man. If we stop in this lecture, in this very scripture, it will seem as if, well, you know, if the earth is ours, we do not have access to heaven. No, we do. We do. What the Bible says simply is very straightforward, that God controls the heavens and we control the earth. When God created Adam and Eve, he told them, both of them, to occupy and to rule and domain. And he says, rule over everything that moves, whether it is man or animal or demons. Just rule over them. And you will agree with me that no wonder. Human beings have been able to tame all animals except their tongue. Amen? It's the smallest animal, but they couldn't tame it. You can see human beings taming lions. You know, when I was young, I used to think those who tame cobras and lions, all of them use magic to do it. But I soon, you know, grew up to recognize the fact that, you know, no, it's not so. There are some people, if you take a lion cub, and you raise that lion cub with babies, children, that lion cub will grow to become a lion and believe that that's his family. And that lion, you don't dare touch any of those guys. He will flex his muscle. He may eat all beef. He can't eat them because they smell the same. Similarly, if you train dogs, you know, dogs soon grow up to recognize that this is my family. Anybody who comes to invade, he attacks. And if the one who rules over the dog says stop, the dog will stop. So, if you look at this, therefore, on earth, we have dominion over all things. All things. Similarly, those of you who have believed in Jesus Christ have dominion over the unseen part of the earth, That's why you can cast out demons. When you say to demon to come out of people, you don't see demon, but you see the manifestation. Hallelujah. You see the manifestation. Go on now. So we have the authority given by us, the Lord Jesus. But now, that authority, though, is for the earth, but I want to show you that it also has credence in heaven. Jesus further went to say, when he continued to speak about this in Matthew chapter 16 and 18, in Matthew chapter 16 and 18, he says in chapter 16, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So while we are on earth, and earth has been given to us, we can bind on earth. And you know that if the highest heaven is the one that dictates or rules over all, then it means that any authority, for any authority on earth to be effective, heaven must approve it. And so Jesus says, whatever we bind on earth in his name, heaven approve it. Whatever we lose on earth in his name, heaven approve it. Come on, let me say something to you. There are some Christians who have been lied to. That somebody, I was discussing with someone before, you know, he was asking me, after a long time we haven't met, and I said, she now got my phone and we were talking. And she said, my senior brother, if the Lord has done so all these miracles in your life, I said, the whole world should have known it. I said, she said, somebody is sitting on your star. On my own star. She's a prophetess, she introduced herself as a prophetess. And I said to her, I now know that you do not know even the Lord himself. Jesus was in Israel for 30 years. How many people knew him? We are not, God doesn't perform miracles through us so that we will be known. No. It's so that he can be known. He doesn't bless us so that we will become known. No, he blesses us so that he can be known. He said, I will answer you so that the Son can be glorified, the Father can be glorified in the Son. If you look at the life of Christ in Luke chapter 14, chapter 4, you know, if you read from verse 14 down, it says that Jesus returned the power of his spirit and the news about him spread. But what about before? His news didn't spread. That's the reason why when he came to Nazareth again, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Mary? His father is a carpenter here at Capernaum. And he's the one now that is performing miracle. He even called himself Messiah, they said. And you remember when Jesus was told by his brothers, if you are a really superman, go to Jerusalem and show yourself in John chapter 6. And he said to them that for you, every time is right, but for me, not so. Every time, everything has a time. And the Bible says that he did not go. He said because his brothers even, he said though his brother asked a question, they did not believe in him. And one of those brothers was James, who became the head of the church. Eventually, he joined the wagon. Hallelujah. So let me say something to you. If you're a Christian, nobody can. Of course, you don't have any star. Your destiny is written by God, buried in your spirit. It is the development of your soul that releases the manifestation of destiny. Come, let me say this. Everyone who is a produce adult, you become professional because you educated your soul in the area of the profession. Beginning from your education of your mind, and then it became a soulless thing that becomes part of you. And that is why you are called professional. No wonder John, 3 John 2, says, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be of good health, even as your soul prospers. Now, therefore, believe this, that you have power to undo anything in your life that should not be there, and also to bring to manifestation anything in your life that should be there. Jesus said you have the power to do it. You don't need anything to do that but your faith in the name of Jesus. And you know, Jesus said this, that I give you the keys of the kingdom. Wow. That's interesting. If you look at the book of John chapter 14, in John chapter 14, verse 12, really, let me omit verse 12 and just read 13. It says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Whatever you ask in my name. Whatever you ask in my name. Come on. So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And when Jesus saw that, we didn't understand very well. He said, you may ask me anything in the next verse. Ask me anything. Why are you keeping quiet then? Instead of asking God your money, instead of asking God you are groaning, we are in Bristol. Bristol will bend their knees before the living Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. You have to ask for it. You know, John Wesley and Charles Wesley, one of the things I heard about them is that they prayed all the time. These guys are people who have been following a norm in the church. And they've read the Bible and discovered that the church was wrong. To stick out their head and come against the church at the time, they look like rebellious people. That's what they call them. You know, Rome, the papal power, didn't take it easy with them. Tyndale was burned at stake. And others who believed they should translate the Bible for us to read in their own time. They were part of the Roman Catholic Church, of the whole global church. And they decided, Luther too also, Martin Luther, they stick out their head. Let me say something to you. There are many false doctrines going about all over the world in the church today. And somebody needs to stick out his head like you, and define all those nonsense. Like the doctrine that some people believe that every Christian needs deliverance from who? Jesus says, if the Son set you free, you are free indeed. And he says in Colossians, do not let them hold you captive with hollow and deceitful philosophies of men. My Bible tells me, ask whatever you will. Somebody is saying that unless you ask it through me, you won't get it. If a Christian needs deliverance, what is wrong with his mouth to command himself to be delivered in the name of Jesus? If anybody will say to you that I have the authority to deliver people, tell him you are a liar. Because the book of Mark says that these signs will follow all of them who believe. 16, 17. The Bible says these signs will follow all who believe. In my name they cast out devil. You ask the deliverance minister, with what will you cast out the demons? Is it not with your mouth? All right? And if you use something else, then you must be a devil. And can you cast it out in your name? And he will tell you no. With whose name will you cast the demon out? In the name of Jesus. Then do I believe in Jesus? He says, yes. Am I a child of Jesus? He says, what's wrong with my name too? Well, with my mouth. If you have the right to call the name of my Father, how do I not have the same right to call the name of my Father? He said, anointing. Okay, guy, you know, that's this kind of thing they say. They say, oh, you are not anointed for that. Show them this scripture. The Bible, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name. He didn't say when you are anointed. Mark 16, 17 says, this sign will follow all who believe. He didn't say all who are anointed. They will cast out devil. They will heal the sick. They will speak in tongues. You don't need anointing to do those things. And if you think you do need, he's already inside you. The anointing is called the Holy Spirit. And you got the Holy Spirit. The time has come for people to break loose of false doctrine. The doctrine that have incarcerated God's people for a long time, may God destroy it. May God open the ears of Christians to hear in their soul what I'm saying. God put investment in you. When you die, he will ask you, what did you do with it? The investment is the authority that he's giving you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus was so kind enough to say, ask anything. What you don't like, tell me you don't like it. What you like, tell me you like it. What is happening in your family that you see? Stand by that and tell me. Some people talk about, you know, recently I had the lecture just, you know, came up. After the prosperity lecture went bankrupt, you know, they just started coming about altar, altar here, altar there, altar, altar, altar there. Some people believe that if your fathers or your parents have some altar to some gods, that altar will have power over you. Nonsense! My father was a wizard priest. Altar in my father's house, altar in my mother's house. My mother was Kuburat, daughter of the chief imam of Abulifo. They have a Grignon altar. They have Sango altar. They have Ogun altar. You don't understand speaking in tongues in England, you see. This is like the Druids in England. Now you understand that. You know, when I first came to Holyhead, I was told the story about the Druids. How their stones, sometime a king, you know, took the stones out and threw them in the sea. And by the following morning, all the stones came back from the sea and they manifested all around Holyhead, just down the road there. Or like witches and stuff. It doesn't matter who gave birth to you. If your mother was, your great-grandfather was a wizard and your mother was a witch and, you know, he has altar in your family house, that they do, you don't need to even touch the altar. Am I talking to you? Because you have raised a higher altar, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if you are not happy with them, just go to the altar. You don't need to fast. You don't need to pray. Just take a hammer and break the altar away. Don't pray over it. Just leave, break nonsense away and move away. There is nothing in breaking any altar. Of course, I have done that before, and I'm still doing it. When I go to a town or a village and they say that there is an altar somewhere, I just say, okay, take me there. Who is the head? Just tell the head I'm coming to visit. Once I walk into the altar, all demons have to take off. I cannot believe that a Christian will walk into the altar of the devil and demons will remain there. Do you know why? Jesus says, I'm lo, I'm with you always. So when you went into that shrine, was Jesus not with you? Were not angels with you? So how dare you think that you enter the shrine and demons who are there will say, oh, well, they take on their heels because the master is with you. Do you need to pray for it? No, you only need to believe it. Well, you only need to believe it. The things we should pray for, Christians don't pray for them. They pray for what the Lord already has done. Because of wrong doctrines. I've been in the U.S. before when I was told to come and visit the borough of witches. You know? And the ministers who came to call me from Orlando, they were in Orlando, Casadega. Everybody said they are going to do night vigil overnight. I said, I didn't come here for night vigil. I do night vigil in London every time. I want to sleep here. Tomorrow we go to Casadega. We went to Casadega the following day. You know, they were talking about what the devil did, how the devil, and it's true. What they are saying is real true. You know, the moment we enter the atmosphere of the Casadega, you know that it's a dense atmosphere. I said, Apostle, you must sense. I said, you know, the humidity change, the density in the cloud change. You know that. I said, you know, when Pharaoh's magicians threw their rod on the ground and it became serpent, I don't think that Moses was scared. Neither was he appalled by it. No. Moses said, that is very good. We will know the one who is a serpent. And let's watch now. So he has put his own rod down. And Moses was watching, cool. And then suddenly the serpent of the Egyptian, the first one came by his head and surrendered his head to Moses' serpent. And before their eyes, Moses' serpent began to swallow. Did you hear Moses pray? Father, let him swallow, let him swallow. No. Throw the rod down. And then the second one, after swallowing their two rods, Moses said, Shekinah, finish. He picked up his serpent and it became a rod. Where are the rods of the magicians? Moses are taking them. Excuse me. You believers need to know that Jesus is what Jesus claimed he is. He said, wherever I will be with you, I will not forsake you nor leave you. He cannot leave you. Anywhere you go, Jesus is there. Where you are in the secret place, Jesus is there. Where you are naked, he's with you. Where you clothe, he's with you. Anything you are doing, Jesus is with you. Be conscious of this every time. And you will not be afraid of anything. One of the days I have encounters with the Lord Jesus, he told me, son, he said, why do you bother yourself about unseen when you serve the unseen God? My sanity came back. Huh? It's a fact. My God is unseen, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. He is the one I serve. So if they say that demons are here, I don't see them. From that day, I don't care about them. I care. If you are a demon and you want me to care, become a human being. Then I will rescue you. But you are still hiding in the facade of the unseen. Come on, I don't care about you. I care about the mandate that God has given to me to do. And that's when I go straight away to do it. Straight away to do it. I was in Cote d'Ivoire some time ago because they told me that there is a place called Grand Bassam where the witches always kill people.
And I say, okay, I want to go there. Maybe they can kill me. If they can, I'll be happy. We went there because time is short now. Let me just summarize it. But I have details of this, you know, in my book on my encounter. So we got there. At night when we got there, the people came to tell me, the evangelists from America. They went there a year before, and, you know, the witches sent birds physically, not in the spirit. Birds attacked them. They fled. The following day, they all packed their bag and baggage, and the next available flight to America. They all gone. So one of their pastors who led them, now, you know, was talking to me a year after, I said, they drove all of you. They sent birds. You should have brought out knife and start to kill the birds one after the other and have barbecue. Ah, okay, I'm coming. We went there. So I went there. As I got to my room, the room in the small hotel they gave me there, I just slept on my bed. And one of the leaders came and said, look at the picture on your bed. I said, which picture? I looked at them. Ah, it's half man, half fish. You know that picture of the woman? They draw half man, half fish. Yeah? They say that it's man-made, isn't it? And some people call it mammy water. I say, half fish. Leave it alone, my friend. I turned it back. I say, if you are really something, when I sleep, come and meet me. I'm sleeping. Hey, look, guys. Just leave this room. They said they're going to be, we should go and pray. I said, no, I don't come here to pray with you. People who don't have faith, I don't pray with you. Go and do your prayer. They believe in that picture. I told them, if you are a fisherman, and you go to fish, and you catch a fish, and half of the body is man, and the other half is fish, cut it in the middle, the part that is man, throw him back to go and bring more fish. The part that is fish, dissect it and roast it. Because that is fish. Fish is for man to eat. Do you know what? Nothing like that exists. God didn't create half man, half fish. It is a taboo. A fiction. From all these satanic liars. Which fish are new man? We went to the village. Let me tell you. When we got to the village, I said, all your witches, I was told that you can kill. And you do keep people here. That's why I came. I said, today I will preach salvation message. But tomorrow, go and get all your members. Go as far as Ghana. Because Akosombo is not far from Ghana. Go to Ghana. Bring all of them. Because tomorrow, we will fight with witches. And we will know who is God. If witches is God, we serve him. If Jesus is God, we serve him. The following day, the crusade was more than three times over. It was in the public outside. It was jammed. You know what I did? When I was called to the pulpit, I said, now you witches, I know you are here. Thank God. I want you to do one thing for me. I said, they told me you know how to kill. Just kill anybody on this stage. Not just me. You know, the head of the evangelists from America, they came for experience. The man said, yay! He held his head. I said, what am I with you? I said, witches, I give you 60 seconds to kill anybody on this stage. I said, if you can, I will command life and that dead body will live. Try it. They began to count. 1, 2, 60. On, do, twa, ka, se, si. Who knows? When 60 came, I said, so you are yebu yebu, useless witches. Your teeth cannot eat man. I said, okay, now that you cannot kill, I give you another 1 minute to accept Jesus. And after that 1 minute, I can't guarantee your life. Say, count for me. The choir was counting. 1, 2, 3. When it was 60 minutes, I said, now you refuse to accept Jesus. So whatever happened to you now is your business. What is my reliance? Jesus said, whatever you ask. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody went, amen. Their amen was like rumbling water. So many people. I said, Holy Spirit, set your fire. And they went, amen. From far in the midst, the power of God picked a woman, an old woman, and threw her up. She screamed, "Aah!" And we saw her flying with a calabash. That's with a god. You know, it's a clay pot that has furnace, funnel. And she was sitting on it. It was on her bums when she was going up. The name of Jesus is so good. He mesmerized the devil so badly, I tell you, big time. The woman landed, people rushed. The rest of them started running to the pulpit. Nobody preached. I haven't preached a sermon yet. They were removing their clothes. All the amulets they had under the clothes, they were throwing it on the pulpit. They were removing their trousers, removing their dress, and they had so much charms around them. I call them rubbish. They threw them. The whole pulpit was jammed, a heap of idols and powers of the devil, littered all over the whole place. And the choir did me well. They began to sing. Pluyo, pluyo, pluyo. Yesu, pluyo. Pluyo, pluyo, pluyo. Yesu, pluyo. Higher, higher, higher. Higher, Jesus, higher, higher. Satan, Satan, lower, Satan. I said, march him on the ground. Come on, let me tell you this. The Bible says God bestowed upon Jesus a name that is above all names, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Will you agree with me today that there is authority in your lips? I say there is power in your mouth. Unless you open that mouth in the name of Jesus, it seems nothing is there. There is power in your prayer. Devil doesn't want you to know that. Do you need to fast for it? No. Come on, believe God. Speak it in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, whatever you disagree with, I disagree with. As long as you can speak it. Whatever you agree with, I agree on. As long as you can speak it. Jesus says, speak it. You are not relying on your fast or your strength. You are relying on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Excuse me. Some people have told you, do you know this? My authority cost me something. No, it's not the authority of Jesus that cost. The only thing Jesus said is whoever believe in me, whoever have faith in me, whoever have faith in me, whoever believe in me, whoever do what I say, whoever do what I mean. Just ask him in the name. His name. Jesus loves it when people dare to call him. And he comes to their rescue if they can call by faith. Your faith is the instrument to operate your authority. Let me read this finally, and we're going to pray. It says in Luke chapter 10, verse 18. You know, I can give you many more testimonies of my encounters with Satan in England, in Africa, Togo, Benin Republic. It's just like I'm looking for trouble, you know. If they say there's a Satan somewhere, I want to go there. If they say, you know, when he told me in England that some witches are doing something, I went to the witches. And we found out that they can't even kill a fly. Believers need to break loose of the fear. Fear comes from the devil. Faith comes from the Holy Spirit. And you know something? Sometimes some of us are too we're so intelligent and so academical that or philosophical that we allow our little brain to try to explain the brain of the one who created heavens and the earth and created all men. Come on, let me tell you. When you come to Jesus, you must dump all those philosophies of men. You must dump so that you can really have faith in his name. He says together, we're going to read this together now. Shall we rise up together, please? We read Luke chapter 10, verse 18 to 20. It says, and he said unto them, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you, 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. And the King James said, nothing by any means will harm you. In any form that Satan may take, he can harm you. Your harm is not in his hand. However, do not rejoice that spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in the book of the Lamb. Hallelujah, forevermore. Now you are going to exercise your authority now in the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice and thank God for the authority that God has given you. Just thank God for the authority that God has given you. Lord, we bless your name. Thank God. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, 17, Elijah was a man like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land. And for three and a half years, again he prayed, and heavens opened. I don't know what is the issue that is facing your life tonight. I don't know what struggle you are going through tonight. Why don't you ask in the name of Jesus? Why don't you command in the name of Jesus? Begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Said, whatever you bind is bound, whatever you lose, whatever you permit is permitted. Begin to declare, Lord, I do not permit this to happen in my life anymore. I command in the name of Jesus that this should begin to happen. Begin to speak what you need in your life. Speak in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you may ask me for anything in my name, anything in my name, anything in my name, and you will get it. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Brate boba shokrate beledon desa. Now for Bristol, I want to begin to pray for Bristol, that the Lord will bring in harvest of souls. We have been going out in Bristol, and if you, all over the world, you have been going out in evangelism all this time, begin to tell the Lord, the time has come for us to manifest power on the streets of our nation. It has come. We have spoken and spoken. Now, we walk in power in the name of Jesus. As we go out, we declare the name of the Lord. The blind shall see. The lame shall walk. Prophetic shall be given. Insights shall be given to us in the name of Jesus. Our evangelism will change from this very hour in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus said, ask anything, 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 anything. We are not asking for money. We are asking for grace. We are asking for manifestation of power. We are asking, Lord, to just be like you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are asking authority from heaven that we will declare by faith and it will begin to happen. We call the sinners to begin to run to the church. We call sinners to begin to run to the church. We declare everyone we speak to as we go on evangelism, they shall be arrested by the power of the Most High in the name of Jesus Christ. Sinners will bend their knees before the Lord Jesus. Masha tarabondere diskaradai. People that we have given our leaflets to, who have ever heard about where we worship, we declare by this Sunday, Holy Spirit will begin to bring them. They will begin to come in the name of Jesus. They will begin to come in the name of Jesus. Our gates shall be open day and night. Every church shall be jam-packed. It shall be filled with people who are hungry for God. Lord, we ask for your mercy over the people. We ask for salvation for the people. You put your words in our mouth, O Lord, and we shall bring many to the kingdom in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We break the barriers of Satan over the souls of the people in our community, in our cities, in our nation. We destroy the shroud of the devil by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. We call for revival. We call for revival. We call for manifestation. We call for grace. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. A new season has come. Ma bronde re di bronde. Sheria ronda si kabalaro di andasa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We call, oh, God, for manifestation of rain, 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 rain. Raporo di reboshi kabalabori nando yandasa. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' anointed name we have prayed. I recognize that, you know, those of you who joined us in Bristol have been praying from 8 o'clock. And so the 2 hours you have spent with us tonight, you see the manifestation of what you have asked immediately.
Amen.
The rising of the sun tomorrow shall bring testimonies to your lips.
Amen.
Because the word of God cannot be broken. It says, ask of me, I will make nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. That which you have asked the Lord today, you receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have been carried away, you did not ask God for something, I ask God on your behalf that the situation and the need that face you right now, something that you have been wishing that God would do for you, something that you have been praying about over the past months or years, maybe some of you days, something that is so pressing need for you that you have been crying your heart out. Jesus further said, whatever two I shall agree as touching his agreement in heaven, I agree with you today as a messenger of God in the name of the Lord of hosts, that which you are asking God, you receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, that which you are asking from the Lord is done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, anyone under my voice that was sick, healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are jobless, I decree. We are in the second, on the Thursday of the month, of the week. I decree before this time next week, the Lord will bring forth the job you are looking for.
Amen.
Where you have applied for, that they have rejected you, but you are qualified to sit on that office. I revoke the rejection.
Amen.
And I decree that you will receive a new letter.
Amen.
They will congratulate you for it.
Amen.
There is no such a thing that's needy for the children of God. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because the Lord is your shepherd, everyone's needs are met in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Between now and the next 7 days, my words will come to pass.
Amen.
Your body is made whole.
Amen.
Your heart is healed.
Amen.
Liver, kidney, pancreas, you are healed.
Amen.
Blood and vessels and veins, arteries, you are healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive the power of heaven.
Amen.
And receive provision from heaven.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are
praying.
Wow, put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord.